Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning, Bears fans. Let's go to work.
We presume that he did. That was Ryan Poles, just not exactly knowing what the work is right now, as this full committee is now still looking for a coach. And we replayed the comments from George McCaskey saying the final decision on the coach will belong to him, George McCaskey, and not anybody else. Thanks to Mike Florio, thanks to Cody Decker, and thanks to Hub Arkish for an entertaining and fast-moving show today. We will do it all over again tomorrow with more news to discuss. And right now, we will transition to Lawrence Holmes, who is here. Hello.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Nothing. I appreciate Mike Rankin playing that because the Giants also did the exact same video this morning for their general manager. And so I recreated it and put it on Twitter.
The whole go to work bit?
Yeah, when I got to work today. And you know what people are mad at?
What?
So the spot that I'm in, you've been in our lot downstairs, right? Are you still over at the other place?
No, I'm here now. I'm in the building.
Okay, so I park on the bottom floor in a solo spot that's on the east side of the and people are like, "You're over the line, fella." There's literally no car next to me.
Wait, whoa. So you're in the Prue 2 garage?
Yes.
Okay, so
all the way down, like, you know, at the bottom where you're going back up the ramp?
Okay, so you because you get here later than I do, I'm usually on P1.
Yeah, I never get.
Okay.
I never, ever. Well, that's not true. Like, midway through the pandemic, when I started coming back in, I would get spots.
Okay.
But I'm on the other side of the wall. There's no car next to me. There's just a wall next to me. And people are like, "You can't park on the line." First of all, the car's on the line. Secondly, there's no car next to me. Third, God, I hate people.
I know, right? See, I will warn you, too, if you do park on one, and I learned this the harder. This is so typical dumbass me. There's one of the spots against the wall, and every time I will go and I throw my bag in the trunk when I leave, and I pop the trunk, and I grab my bag, and I come up, and then after work, I pop the trunk. There is something sticky on the concrete that I didn't know really was there until I got to Mariano's afterward, and my foot is going, and it's really embarrassing. And I'm like looking around, like, it's not the cart, it's my foot. And then I'm looking at people like, I know, my foot's making a weird noise. It's me. It's, you know,
Dan Bernstein is Doc Ock.
That was so weird. And then I did it again. It was a week later. And I parked in the same spot. And again, it made my same foot sticky. And it's like, now it's like you burn me a couple of times. Like, I'm that stupid that it had to happen twice for me to now go, "Oh, open parking spot. Oh, I'm going to get sticky foot thing again." Maybe I'll go down to two, or I got to go down to three rather than have sticky foot syndrome. So I'm an idiot.
Well, we all are, aren't we?
I don't know.
So I had a little fun with it, and it's on the twitter.com.
Okay. Roll damn time.
Exactly.
Baby.
I just thought it was hilarious that, like, the Bears put out, it's the Bears video is better. Like, it's better than mine, and it's better than the Giants. Like, it's really cinematically done, and you have the exhaust fumes going up in the air, and it's cold, and then the lights from the car are going on. Like, it's really, really great. The Giants is like, I got out of my Jeep, and I went into my office. But what amazed me about it was the reaction from people. If you go to the Bears' Twitter or Instagram, of that, of Ryan Poles literally getting out of his car.
That's all
and
he's
going
doing
to work.
He gets out of his car and then he takes something out of the back seat, right?
And then people are like, let's go. I'm fired up. I can run through a wall right now. Because a guy went to go get his key card.
A guy you've never heard of. That's the other thing. You have no idea who he is. That is 3 days ago, he could have walked up to your house and knocked on the front door.
And you wouldn't have answered it.
Anything. And it's like, oh, yeah, let's go. It's Ryan Poles. Like, dude.
It's Ryan Poles.
Chill.
Filling out his 1099.
Yeah, what is that? I would be more interested to know when he says, let's go to work. What are you doing? What are you doing today? I know there's probably paperwork and things to be, but then what? Are you interviewing coaches?
Well, he did. He did, though. Like, and the Bears made it very clear. Like, they put, I got a push notification that said from them, Ryan Poles is interviewing Jim Caldwell. Like, I was like, okay, that's a good sign.
Is Bill Polian here? Has he left yet?
No one knows, and no one knows where he is. No, I mean, that's the thing about this, whether it's Ernie Accorsi or Bill Polian, that yes, these guys can make recommendations to you, but then they're off the hook. There are no ramifications for them. It's a great job if you can get it. If you can get a mid-six-figure consulting job for an NFL team that at the end of it, you get to just wash your hands like Pontius Pilate, that's pretty good. Because that's what they're doing here. They're allowing Bill Polian to be like, okay, now we've got – my hope is that now that there is a general manager in place, there is no longer a need for Bill Polian. And then you can allow him to do whatever it is that he's going to do.
Even though George made it super clear that it's his call.
He did, and I heard you talking about that. Let me offer this as a rebuttal. Is it possible that while he has said very clearly that he will make the final decision on a head coach, could that umbrella into, I made the decision on the GM, therefore?
Of course it could. There is wiggle room, but let's just make sure we hear this again. This was George McCaskey. These are not any uncertain terms here. There really isn't any ambiguity in the words themselves, but this is George from January 10th.
Our search team will consist of myself, Ted Phillips, former Bill Polian, our Vice President of Player Engagement, Soup Campbell, and our Senior Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Tanisha Wade. I expect that we will reach a consensus on both positions. Ultimately, though, the decision on the next general manager and head coach will be mine.
Wait. Ultimately, the decision on the next general manager and head coach will be mine.
Ultimately, though, the decision on the next general manager and head coach will be mine.
Okay. There you go. That can change since January 10th. It's possible that he decided that he would cede that authority.
Right. After making the decision or offer the, here's what we think of these candidates. I like what Hub told you earlier. I feel like that to me would be an indication of, we don't have to like read through everything. If things stay status quo and the Bears hire one of the three coaches that they've been attached to over the last 48 hours, then it feels like we have to decipher. Well, did they know they were going to hire Ryan Poles? And Ryan Poles told them these are the three candidates that he would bring back from the group of people that they already interviewed, and then he hired from that group. Whereas if there are more people who are added to this, and there is no rush as far as I'm concerned, because I think that there's a plethora of really good candidates that are available. But if he were to add, and it's funny because the name that I thought of was the name that Hub said, and it makes so much sense because of where Poles comes from. If he were to add Dave Tobe,
well, see, Hub, I'm telling you, Hub is never going to. Hub could be 96 years old and, you know, sitting somewhere on a porch in Florida. He's going to be stumping for Dave Tobe.
He's not wrong, though.
But I'm just saying that, like, that has been a cause célèbre for Hub. The idea of Dave Tobe getting his shot.
I take up that cause too.
I'm not disagreeing, but he is a true to his passions in that regard.
Yeah, I I think that's a guy, though, that you would want to pick the brain of anyway. But to me, even not hiring Dave Tobe, if you do, that'd be great. But just the idea of, yes, I am appreciative of what Lamar and Tanisha and Ted and George did. But I would like to look at a few more candidates before we make a decision about who's going to lead the Bears on the field. I'd love to see that.
Boy, that's a lot of money you spent on Bill Polian to do some of the coaching stuff. Did you get that money back? Like, if in fact Ryan Pohl's like, yeah, okay, great, thanks, no. I've got a different list. I have different questions. I have a different process, different filters, the whole thing. Do you get to, I mean, all the institutional knowledge that Bill Polian was supposedly harvesting for you, what happens to that?
No, that money has already been wired. Yeah. You ain't getting that money back.
Right? Nope.
Like, Hans Gruber and his crew already got that money. They're going to be on an island.
Sitting on a beach, earning 20%.
That's what they're going to be doing with Bill Polian's money. But that's what I would like to see. I would like to see, okay, the work that has been done. I always thought it was a little bit weird that they were doing the interview simultaneously. Some people don't. I do. I just think that, and they cast a really wide net. Was it 14 GM candidates that they talked to? That's great. Like, that's good, and if they are happy with what they got, so am I until we figure out who this guy is, because he's a cipher. But if you want to show that it's him in control of it, I thought that was a good step, even just the simple push notification of it. Just he's going to interview Jim Caldwell instead of the Bears are going to interview Jim Caldwell.
Well, we'll see, and I do think these words matter, and in that regard, I do think press conferences matter.
They matter in matching to action.
Correct. They also set the tone. They give us, and when an executive takes over something as large as the Bears football operation, we are entitled to hold them to what they say about their vision. And I know that we were spoiled by what Theo Epstein was and how comfortably and transparently he spoke about how he viewed the outset of the mountain he was going to climb. To ask others to have that kind of oratorical flair is asking too much. However, to top Ryan Pace is not hard.
No.
To be less of a coward, to be more open and understanding, and to look at those opportunities to talk as just that, as opportunities, and not necessarily as obstacles, as something that you need to move past, as something you need to just check off, as something you can say, here's an opportunity for me to ingratiate myself with this fandom because of our shared beliefs and desires. Let us in a little bit. Make us more of a part of it instead of running and hiding and cowering.
Both of us had the chance to cover the Bears up close. And I think that we both saw how organizationally, and it's not just the Bears, I mean, it's the NFL overall when it comes to the concept of messaging. But the Bears took this idea of controlling the message to heart so poorly that at the end of it, it becomes perfunctory, where it's like, well, we're going to have this press conference with George and Ted, even though it probably shouldn't have been Ted, or our general manager is going to speak once a year about things where they haven't understood that it can be used as a way to sell vision, that they look at it as a chore, like you said, instead of an opportunity to engage their fan base and then at least have the air of accountability where you are seeing your people speak to the public through us or through their own devices. They haven't taken really good advantage of that since the hire of Ryan Pace. Like it had been devolving for years, going back to the time when you were on the beat. But then it kind of reaches this critical mass of, oh, wait, we don't even see the general manager. And then you add in COVID and their ability to do whatever they want with a Zoom, and people have to be called on to ask questions in a Zoom. And you get to this point where even with all of that tailoring, even with everything that you can do to try to manicure your message, your messenger at the end was still George, and he was bad at it. Maybe Ryan Poles is better at it, and if their approach was different, if their approach was, let's bring Bears people into this, and from a digital standpoint, I think they've done a really good job. Here's who we're interviewing. This is who we're bringing back for a second interview. There has been a level of transparency where I've appreciated them doing that. Now the hope is that Poles is different than Pace, that he doesn't feel like he has to be Secret Squirrel, that he's confident in his skills and his ability to talk to people about what his vision is, that he doesn't feel like he's going to give away the store anytime he's in front or behind a microphone.
The way I phrased it earlier was, it would just be nice to have someone who is comfortable in his own skin and is not insecure about who he is or the job that he's doing. And even at 36 years old, I'm encouraged by what is said about him, that he is, with all these influences and all this experience, that he is his own person. And that will come through, and that will be a good thing if he doesn't feel that he's got to pretend that he's working for the NSA when it's just trying to put a football team together.
Agreed. And he has this opportunity, and the Bears overall have an opportunity. They swung and missed when they fired Pace and Nagy. They had so much goodwill. I mean, Dan, even you were optimistic for 4 hours. And
yes.
then what happened? They had the worst press conference that they can have. I now think that there are people, just because it's new, they don't even really need to know anything about Ryan Poles just yet. And they'll learn more when he makes a hire, and they'll learn more when he makes a draft and who he approaches for free agency. There's a chance for the Bears to win the day with their messaging, to sell to people publicly what it is that they want to do with a smart, bright, good-looking general manager that hopefully has a vision for what it is that he wants to do. So I hope they take advantage of it, but history would tell us that they won't.
Every time I get my hopes up, they end up being dashed.
But, in 4 hours.
But I will remain hopeful that they know enough to know to not repeat what happened last hiring cycle.
I hope so, but they're them.
Indeed.
That is Dan Bernstein. He is one half of the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. You can check out their show 9 a.m. until noon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.